Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel filed a petition on behalf of Maine healthcare workers asking the Supreme Court to review the full merits of the case. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead. You know, this case, Holly, has already gone to the U.S. Supreme Court. We had a 6-3 decision on the emergency request to issue an injunction pending the petition that we just now filed.
Yeah, that was pretty disappointing because we did need emergency relief for these healthcare workers that had, at that time, had been threatened to be fired. I think at this point, they've already been, probably most of them, kicked to the curb.
Many of them have. They've lost their jobs.
So that was disappointing that the high court did not respond that way. But we're back again and asking them to review the full merits of the case.
Yeah, and the court came out with this decision Friday evening, October 29. Well, October 29 was the actual date set by Maine Governor Janet Mills, that they had to be all vaccinated, all the healthcare workers, by that date. Otherwise, the employers had to terminate them. And if the employers did not terminate them, they would lose their license to do business. And that the employers were prohibited from granting or even considering any employee's request for religious accommodation. That was the real problem, among other things, because what Janet Mills did is attempt to literally throw out the First Amendment to the United States Constitution, like it doesn't exist, and also federal law known as Title VII, which allows these individual workers, whether public or private, to request religious accommodation. And she said, no, if these employers even consider this under those federal laws, they will lose their license to do business. So the dissenters, Gorsuch, Thomas, and Alito, did a very good dissent in the case, saying we met all the legal requirements to get an injunction, while the case was then later on to be reviewed by the high court as to whether they'll take it on the merits. But unfortunately, Barrett wrote a short opinion, and that was joined by Kavanaugh, saying, acknowledging that we met the requirements, but that they're going to withhold their discretionary injunction. That was a real shame, because some of these healthcare heroes in Maine then began to get fired that same day.
You know, I couldn't imagine having to face those people, say, I'm sorry, we didn't want to take your case, then you've just lost your livelihood, can't feed your family, et cetera, et cetera. That's just shameful.
Well, and Maine already had a healthcare shortage crisis going back to 2019. And this was before COVID. And they had a problem filling up some of the hospitals with healthcare workers, particularly in the rural parts of Maine.
That's a cold place. I mean, I would think it'd be hard to get people to come to Maine to work.
Well, they ultimately tried to recruit people from outside of Maine. Mm-hmm. And they brought them in from other states. They enticed them with moving expenses and bonuses and signing bonuses. And one of those is our client, moving from the Carolinas to Maine and working there since the fall of 2020. Then the mandates came out by Governor Janet Mills, and the hospitals said, we have no choice but to terminate you if you don't get the COVID shots because we can't entertain religious exemptions. And so she was terminated. And her husband ultimately removed from school because he wouldn't get the COVID shots as well. So now they've moved all their family to Maine. They have no job. He's out of school. The husband is. And now the hospital says, well, you didn't work here long enough, so you got to pay back all this moving bonus and these other signing bonuses.
That's tragic. You know, and all these healthcare workers, they worked tirelessly during COVID last year without complaint, you know, and protecting those people that had gotten sick. And I'm sure now they're seeing a lot of these people that have gotten the shot and their adverse effects from that. And they're saying, you know what? Number one, I don't want that in my body. And number two, I don't want anything to do with an injection that is associated with aborted fetal cell lines.
Yeah. So, and all of them have used aborted fetal cell lines in their testing and or development. So they say no. And the problem is that the shortage of healthcare workers in Maine, already existing in 2019, is compounded now by these mandates. So you're going to see many, many situations, and we're already seeing it in various parts of the country, where people can't get healthcare. For example, the wife of our son-in-law's boss out in Washington State went to a Washington State hospital to give birth. She was 3 to 4 minutes with contractions. They were 3 to 4 minutes apart. And she presented herself, her and her husband, at the hospital. She was turned away. The hospital said, "We're short-staffed. We're only taking, quote, emergencies." I would have thought having contractions 3 to 4 minutes apart kind of qualifies for that. What do you think?
That baby's coming soon, yeah. And sent her home?
Sent her home. And they said, "Only return if you have heavy bleeding or your water breaks." I'm serious. And so they had to go home.
Wow.
He said that the neighbors probably thought he was beating his wife because she was at home groaning with pain, with no medication, no assistance. And then they had to wait until one of those two things happened and then rush right back to the hospital. And the reason that Washington has a healthcare shortage is in part because of the mandates. Mm. They're forcing the healthcare workers out of the marketplace. In New York, a maternity ward had to shut down because it imposed a mandate. You had a similar situation where the governor there imposed a mandate, just like Janet Mills, that you all had to get vaccinated, all the healthcare workers, and that the employers could not acknowledge or even entertain religious accommodation requests.
Well, you know, it's just with Mills and some of these other governors that we fought previously last year with the church cases, if they don't value life, they don't value liberty.
Right. They don't. I mean, if they're willing to ultimately push abortion, which is what they do,
right,
and they don't value human life, they don't believe it's sacred and that it's created in the image of God, then they're not going to value your freedom. That's
right.
It.
Right.
And if they don't value life, they don't value liberty. And we saw that in the churches. They didn't value life, and they don't value religious freedom. And churches and people of faith, and most of these people that give these accommodation requests are people of faith. Most of them are Christians. Not all. Some of them are of other faiths, but most of them are Christians. And they have no tolerance for them. So this case, although we didn't get the emergency injunction, which we should have, because we met all the criteria, the case is not over. And so we've filed now with the U.S. Supreme Court a petition on behalf of these more than 2,000 Maine healthcare workers, asking the Supreme Court to review the entire case based on the merits. Now, this won't be fast-tracked like what we did with the IPA, or the injunction pending appeal, or the injunction pending the petition. This will go through the normal process. So they'll have 30 days, Maine will, to respond, and the other private healthcare entities we sued. We sued 5 large healthcare facilities in Maine. They'll have 30 days to respond, and then we have an opportunity to reply. It won't be until 2022 that we hear from the High Court as to whether they take this case. But it's a very important case, because otherwise, the governor in this case, and also in New York and Rhode Island, those are the 3 states that did this, they can get away with literally issuing an executive order off their computer right onto their printer and out to the public with no debate, no legislative give and take, no input from the public, no input from the legislature, just on their own, and tell employers, private and public, that you have to literally force all your employees to get an injection. But worse than that specific thing is that you cannot obey federal law.
You know, and it's just appalling to me. It's like the law doesn't seem to matter anymore with some of these officials. I mean, we see this with Janet Mills. We even seen it with the Biden regime. And we see what's happening there. He so-called writes an executive order, and all of a sudden the law goes out the window, and we have to push these mandates. And people act like it's the law, but
right,
it's not.
They act like it's the law. And sometimes Biden even just says something, and some people
right,
act like it's the law.
There's a reason why the founders created a separation of powers, the executive, the judicial, and the legislative. There's a reason for that.
Frankly, these executive orders have gotten way out of control. Mm-hmm. What it's done is it's given governors and president, it gives them almost like king-like authority, like they are the monarch,
a dictator.
They just come up with whatever they want to, put it on a computer, print it out on a printer, and boom, there it is. And everyone is supposed to just fall in line.
Sorry, we have the Constitution in America.
That's right. The Constitution, the rule of law, still applies. Continue to pray for this case, not only for the main healthcare workers that we're representing, but for all the healthcare workers, all the people that we're representing, to stop these insane mandates. For more information, visit lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.